All right. Well, hey, welcome. Glad to have you guys here with us. Come on. Come on. It's a good day to be at New Life Church. Amen. Come on. All right. It is a good day. Come on. Who loves Jesus? Can I see who loves Jesus? Let me hear you. Come on. Yeah. Right on. Oh, hey, look, if you don't currently love Jesus, meaning you don't have a relationship with him, that's what New Life Church exists for. We're here for you, right? So no matter where you're at any of our campuses, my name's Jeff. I get to be the guy communicating today. Thanks so much for being here. We are a church of imperfect people on a journey to become all that God wants us to be. Amen? All right, come on. We are currently in a teaching series that we've entitled Metamorphosis. Come on, say that word. Metamorphosis. And we've thought about this concept of metamorphosis, right? The transformation. Like when we were kids and we were intrigued with the caterpillar in grade school that transformed in a cocoon like into a butterfly. Like we were intrigued with all of that. And so we've been kind of talking about it from the perspective that God has a metamorphic spiritual transformation for our lives. And in week one of the series, we looked at how through the power of surrender, transformation happens. And if you weren't here for that week, then you can go back to mynewlifechurch.com and you can take a look at that. The power of surrender brings a spiritual transformation to our lives. Then week two, we looked at how the power of community can bring transformation to our lives. And we launched life groups. And so many of you guys have jumped into life groups. In fact, I was told by Pastor Dean, who oversees all of our life groups at all campuses, that he's had so many people want to get in life groups that we have like had to launch a ton of new life groups because we have so many people that want to be in community with each other. Come on, that's good, right? I love it. And if you're sensing God wants you to lead a life group, I need you to talk to Pastor Dean as well, because we can always use more people that want to lead and help people be all that God asked them to be. Well, today I want to talk to you, though, a little differently about transformation. I want to talk to you about the fruit of transformation. The fruit of transformation. So when I was a kid, I was probably getting ready to go into third grade. My parents moved to a new home in the same town. We lived in St. Louis, but even in the Florissant area, they moved to this other house. This house, in the backyard of this house, had a bunch of peach trees, and behind that was just a big field. So in third grade, this was like ideal if you're living in the city, right? And so we would go out, and as the tree started to produce fruit, right, my mom would say, now be careful which ones you eat. They might have worms in them. And as a kid, I don't know, maybe I ate a few of them. It didn't kill me. I'm still here, right? But we would go out, man, and we'd be playing, and you started to get hungry. And, man, we would just run over to that tree and find one of those peaches. And, you pull it off, and it's kind of, it has a little bit of softness to it. Man, we would just bite into it. We weren't using pesticides in our backyard. Right? We didn't have anything to necessarily wash, although I guess a bird could have pooped on it. But hey, you're in third grade. You're in third grade. Who cares, right? And I'm still alive, people. I may not be right up here, but I'm still alive. All right. But you would get that thing, and it was nice and soft, right? And you guys have held a peach in your hand, and in that peach, man, you bite into that peach, and it's delicious. Right? And the juice, it just kind of like flows out of the side, and it's on your shirt, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all over your hands, and you get down to that pit, and man, you're in third grade. You're eating the peach for the pit. Why? Because you're going to chuck that pit someplace, right? And normally at your friend. And so you eat this thing. It's amazing. My mom would have us go out on some mornings, and we would pick these peaches, and we would bring them in, and she would actually wash them, right? And then she would cut them up, and she would put them in a bowl with some milk and some sugar. Come on, somebody. And that was a good breakfast right there. That was amazing. And as amazing as those peach trees were when I was a kid, and you could just reach up and grab one and you could eat it, did you realize that God designed your life to produce good fruit just like that? God designed you to produce amazing fruit, something that gives life to others. It's not all for you. It's something that he wants to do in you for others, just like that peach tree didn't eat its own peaches. It grew them for me. And God wants to grow you, not just for you. He wants to grow you even for others. Here's what he says about it in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. He says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in your life. Would you read the list with me? What kind of fruit does the Lord produce in our lives? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. I don't know about you, but when I read that list, it feels overwhelming. Does it feel a little overwhelming to you? Like, what? My life is supposed to look like this? I broke 7 of the 9 yesterday. And that was before 9 a.m., right? I mean, does your life feel anything like that? I mean, it can feel a little overwhelming. Here's the good news. God, though, he's got good things, these good things that he wants to do in you and through you. And he says this, that he's the one who can produce this spiritual transformation in you, not just to bless you, but to bless others, so that through spiritual transformation, you can become more like Christ. I know when we first started talking about what does it look like to be spiritually transformed, we attached it to a target. And the target was, have your life look a little bit more like Christ. But when we think about these 9 pieces of fruit, these 9 attributes happening in our lives, it can be just as overwhelming as thinking about God wants my life to look a little bit more like Jesus. Because I don't know about you, but my life, there's some areas that just don't look like Jesus. And I'm sure you're in the same boat with me. And that's overwhelming, just like thinking of these 9 things in my life, all functioning at the exact same time, all of them producing fruit. It seems like a freakish anomaly to have one tree that produces all of these 9 different fruits at the exact same time, and all of them are ripe at the exact same time. That seems overwhelming. We don't even have a tree like that on this earth, and God's going, that's who I'm wanting you to be. And so it can feel overwhelming. Here's the good news. The good news is that God's saying, look, I want to do this work in you. And when God says he wants to do this work in you, here's what I believe about God. If God wants to do it, God can do it. Amen? If God says, I want to transform you into an image of Christ, then God can do it. If God says, I want to see these 9 things alive in your life, I can't do it alone, but God can do it. So let's talk a little bit about something. Let's talk about how transformation, spiritual transformation, how that leads to fruit. Because spiritual transformation does actually lead to fruit. Go back to week 1. In week 1 in this series, we talked about how God will transform you 1 degree at a time. How many of you guys remember that? 1 degree at a time. And I hope that you walked away from that message with encouragement in your heart, thinking to yourself like, wow, I thought that it needs to be like a whole 180 flip or something like this. No, God was saying, I want to do it 1 degree at a time. Let me remind you of where he said that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Look at the screens. Here's what he said. And we all, with unveiled face, like beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, the image of Christ, from what? 1 degree of glory to another. The unveiled face, we talked about that. Remember, when we surrender our life to Christ, then there is a unveiling from a sinful self to a follower of Christ. And in that unveiling, then we start to see God in all of his glory. And now we've got the image that we're supposed to try to replicate. And God's going, I will help you replicate my image, the image of Christ on this earth, and I'm going to do it in your life 1 degree at a time, just like today. I'm trying to help you see that God's going to bring spiritual transformation to your life, not just 1 degree at a time, but 1 piece of fruit at a time. And a moment of love, a moment of peace, a moment of patience, a moment of kindness, a moment of gentleness, a moment of self-control. I think that today's message is going to be highly, highly encouraging for you today. Because I think you're going to finally see, maybe for the very first time, that spiritual transformation is possible when God's plan is to do it 1 degree at a time and 1 piece of fruit at a time. So I want you to think about this. Did you realize that your entire life on this earth, God is ripening the fruit of His Spirit in your life? That it takes the entire life for fruit to become ripe in our life. Now, through the process, though, there are pieces of fruit that start to have life. There are moments in our life where all of a sudden there is love. There are moments in our life where we go, man, that was a great display of patience when I used to blow up right there. That was a great display of self-control where I used to cave and give in. Because we tend to get overwhelmed a lot. And we're like, how in the world am I going to love perfect all the time? How am I going to be totally in self-control all the time? How am I going to have patience all the time? And God's going, look, you can't do it. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, God says, I want to start producing my life-giving fruit in you one piece at a time. Would you turn to somebody and just say, it's only one piece God's looking for? Just turn to them. It's only one piece that God's looking for. And it's through the one piece that all of a sudden, watch how it happens. You start to show the evidence of transformation, and then others start to notice. It's like I was when I was a kid, you would run out to that tree in the backyard. There was multiple, but it was easy to tell if there was something to eat on that tree, wasn't there? You didn't have to like look for long. I mean, that tree either had peaches on it or it didn't have peaches. So a fruit tree is easy to spot when there is fruit on the tree. And I want to say to you that's the same thing for a Christian. The same thing for a Christian. A Christian is easy to spot when transformation is happening because spiritual fruit is being produced in their life one piece at a time. And I want you to think with me about the power of a single piece of spiritual fruit and its impact on others. Just think about it with me. That when you show kindness, it might be the thing that transforms someone's life that day. When you show love to somebody, it could be the thing that transforms their life. When you show gentleness to somebody, it could be the thing that brings security to them. That when you show self-control and you exercise self-control, it has the ability to bring peace and to decrease conflict all around you. The one piece of spiritual fruit acted on in the right moment has the ability to transform a conversation, change a relationship, change a business transaction. One piece of fruit. I'm not talking about a whole tree of it. I'm just talking about one piece of it. Just think about how one piece of fruit has been amazing to your lips and to your taste buds. What fruit do you like? Did you like this past week if you bit into a banana and it was like, man, that was a good banana. I wish we had more of those. And so you slammed down the other two and now they're gone? Or was it an orange and you opened up that orange, right? And when you opened up that orange, man, it just made the whole house smell good. And you devoured that thing and you were like, man, this was good. Or was it that bowl of grapes? Or was it those strawberries? Or was it that apple or that pear or that plum or that peach? Like, which one was it? One piece of fruit can make, I can just like, bam, it comes alive, right? It can be amazing. Just think about then one spiritual piece of fruit and the transformation that it can bring to a whole situation, to a relationship, to your children, to your marriage. Just one piece. I want you to keep this in mind. A fruit tree, like the ones that were in our backyard. Those fruit trees, every once in a while, they would have a dead branch. But that tree still produced fruit. They would have some branches that didn't produce any fruit. But yet that tree still produced fruit. And this is something I want you to think about your life. Like in our lives, we tend to look at the things that don't produce fruit. We see the dead branch in our life that needs to go. We see the branch that's not producing any fruit. We see our flaws. We see our imperfections. Where's God looking at? God's looking at the area where He's producing the one piece of fruit in your life. I would just suggest to you that our lives are going to be better off if we stop looking at the dead things and the things that are screwed up in our life. I'm not saying to ignore them. I'm just saying this. What do we couple with God and what God's doing in our life? Here's what I know about God. God will, at His good time, prune off the branch that doesn't bring any life. God will take the branch that's not producing any fruit in your life right now, that thing that seems to be the Achilles heel in your spiritual journey, the thing that keeps tripping you up, the thing that keeps reminding you that you're a failure and that you're no good for God and that God's not powerful enough to work in your life, and that thing in your life that keeps like bringing up that old sin in your life. We keep focusing on all of that while God's going, but I'm trying to produce this moment of patience in you right now. I'm trying to produce this moment of self-control in this other area of your life. Can I just say to you that wherever God's working in your life, that if you couple with him, over time, God trims off the dead branch and God takes care of the branch that's not producing any fruit and he makes it good. We tend to make spiritual transformation too hard. We just tend to make it too hard. God's plan is this. He wants to produce good things in you through spiritual transformation, and he's going to do it one piece of fruit at a time. So the fruit of transformation, how does that happen? How does he produce it one piece at a time? Well, many times it happens just through your daily choices, that your daily choices matter. And God says, look, it's the little things that you need to be consistent in. It's not the one big decision. We get overwhelmed with the one big decision that has to be made. And God's going, you're focused on the wrong thing. You got all these little things that are corrupting your whole life. I'm focused on the little things. You're trying to impress me with some big thing you're going to do. While the whole time you're trying to make the big thing happen, the little things are the things that are destroying you. See, it's the choices that we make, aligned with God's word over time, that end up producing some of the best fruit. It's the one moment at a time. It's the one decision at a time. It's the one conversation at a time. It's the one little thing at a time. That's what God calls them, little things. Take a look with me in Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Here's how God says it. He goes, look, if you're faithful in little things, then you'll be faithful in what? Large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, then you won't be honest with greater responsibility. Now, Jesus in this passage, He's talking in this passage actually about money. And he's going, look, if you're not faithful with the little bit that you have, you aren't going to be faithful if I bless you with a lot. But I'm just telling you, even though he's talking about money in this passage can apply to every single area of our lives. We want something big to happen in our lives. How many of you guys would say, look, I would like to see big, big change happen in my life in 2024? Anybody in here? Like, I would love to see big spiritual change happen in my life in 2024. My hand's up. I hope my hand is up with every single one of you, because every single one of us need big, big spiritual change in our life in 2024. And we want it when? We want it now. I want it before the end of January. But God's saying, look, I will do it one piece at a time. God says, look, if you let me, I'll focus on the little things. One little thing after one little thing, and before you know it, massive transformation has happened in your life. Don't make spiritual transformation harder than what it needs to be. Don't make it harder than what it needs to be. Start celebrating the little things that God has done. Think back with me, like, what is it that God has been doing in your life? Where has God been transforming you? What have you noticed in your life? Have you noticed greater patience in a particular area or greater patience with a particular person? Celebrate that. Have you overcome a bad habit, something in your life where all of a sudden self-control started really kicking in and you started feeling the traction of it? Celebrate that. Have you started to notice that, look, although there's some difficult, weighty things you're dealing with, that God has given you some kind of a supernatural peace to walk through that moment? Then celebrate that. Celebrate that. Have you been focused on trying to be more gentle and you started to see that coming out in a relationship, in your marriage, or with your children or whatever? Have you noticed gentleness and kindness and that's really what you were wanting to see? Celebrate that. Celebrate that. Why? Why? Because transformation is a big deal. Why is it a big deal? Because it impacts others. It impacts others. Your transformed life has the power to impact others in amazing ways. I want you to think with me about this. Like, have you ever been in a room with someone that has a contagious laugh? You know that person that's got a contagious laugh? Like, when the joke is told at the dinner table and it's really not that good of a joke, they crack up. All of a sudden, you can't help it, but you got to start laughing. You know that person like that? I got a friend like that. His name's Craig Bennett. Craig Bennett is my friend with a contagious laugh, that when he laughs, he just makes everything better, right? You see what I'm saying? And I love having Craig Bennett around me. In fact, I wish that Craig Bennett didn't have to, he didn't serve in our tech booth, although he's amazing in our tech booth. I wish that Craig Bennett's ministry was row one, center stage, laughing at everything I say. That would be the best ministry ever, right? All of us would be better because of that, all right? We would all be better because of that. All right, so that's an example of how one person and the gifts that God has given them, how it impacts everyone. In the same way, the fruit of your life has the ability to impact people in that same way. But have you ever been around a person that just sucks the life out of a room? If you haven't, it might be you. Right? I mean, just think about that for a minute. I'm your pastor. I'm here to encourage you. But I mean, you've been around it, and I'm not trying to like dog that person because, look, man, they could be going through some real serious things, okay? So please, I'm not trying to like pick on somebody. I don't even have anybody in my mind. I only had the one person in my mind for the laughter. I got nobody in my mind for this one. But we've all been around that person. And when that person's at the dining room table, the best joke in the world could be told, and people kind of like don't laugh as hard. Because there's something about the ability to either bring life to a situation or to suck life out of it. See, this is what happens with the fruit of your life. The fruit of your life has the ability to bring a smile to somebody, or it has the ability to make them feel like they just bit into a rotten piece of fruit. And that's what you bring. You bring that into a room. You bring that into a relationship. You bring that into a marriage. You bring that into the workplace. Like where you go, God's going, look, I want to drop some of the pieces of fruit from you. So what are you dropping? Are you dropping the things that, you know, people don't want to have? Or are you dropping something that brings life to others? Because God says that your life and my life was designed to impact others through the fruit that he's producing in us. Take a look at what Matthew chapter 5 says about the whole thing. God says this, that you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. And in the same way, watch this, in the same way, what are we supposed to do? Let your good deeds shine. Let your fruit shine out for who to see? For all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. God's wanting to transform your life, not just for you. You thought it was just for you? You thought it was just to make you happier? You thought it wasn't all about you. It's always been you and others. God's wanting to bring his best. He's wanting to bring the image of Christ into your life one degree at a time, not just for you, but for others. God's wanting to develop one piece of fruit in your life at a time, not just for you, but for others, so that what will happen for others? So that others will be changed. That scripture actually said this, so that others will praise Jesus. Check this out. God's wanting to produce one piece of fruit in your life this week so that someone else might start praising Jesus. I love that. I love that about the purpose and the forethought of God of what he wants to do in my life and in your life. But here's the truth. You can only change you. You can only change you, but when you let God change you through surrender and through community, God starts changing others. I think some of you would love to have, you know, the relationship with your children be better. Some of you would love to have your marriage be better. Some of you would love to have the work environment be better. Can I just suggest to you that if you let the power of the Holy Spirit produce the fruit that he wants to in your life, where is he working? If you let him produce that fruit, that it has the power to change, it has the power to change the relationship you have with your children. It has the power to change your marriage. It has the power to change your workplace. Now, no, I'm not suggesting that, look, when God produces greater patience in you, that it's going to instantaneously change your children, your marriage, and your workplace. But what I am saying to you is that when you let God produce that one piece of patience in you this week, that it starts to change your perspective instantaneously towards others. And then it gives them time to change over time. So did you see how that worked? It's something amazing that happens, that when you let God transform you, it starts changing the relationship you have with your spouse, and your spouse hasn't even changed yet because it's changed your perspective of them. It's giving you more of God's heart for you. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've done enough. I've done enough in my life that I am worthy of God taking his thumb and crushing little Jeff Baker. There's enough that's been done in my past that it warrants. That's it, Jeff. Right? You crossed the line, all right? But yet there's something in God's heart that he still looks at me and he sees my best. There's something in God's heart. He looks at me and he sees my future. There's something about God's heart that he looks at me and he goes, you're worth it. I'm saying to you that when you let the power of the Holy Spirit transform your life, he starts instantaneously changing your perspective. And now, where someone used to rub you wrong, you're starting to grow a love and a fondness again. Where there used to be a divide, you're finding greater patience to lean in. Where there used to be an annoyance, all of a sudden, you're finding someone that you're kind of like, eh, not too bad. Why? Because God starts changing you. And as God changes you, they start to see the change, and then change can happen to them. So the bottom line of this message today is this. Transformation isn't all about you. It's about what God wants to do in you, true, but it's what God wants to do through you. And God wants to do it one piece of fruit at a time. It's not going to be the whole tree at one time. I know you want that. I know that's what your expectation is, but that's not reality. You got a bad branch. It's not producing any fruit, and some of your branches are dead. Start looking at the branches that actually are producing fruit and lean in and couple with God there. God will get to the rest of the tree. He's faithful. He's not going to let the dead branch live there. He's going to eventually deal with it, but God's probably at work somewhere else in your life. Lean in and start letting him do what he wants to do in your life. So I want you to think with me about the fruit of the Spirit for a moment. Think with me about these. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Which of those areas, just right now, which of those areas do you sense God's wanting to work on the most? Which one? Do you sense right now that there's one of those areas that God wants to work on more than another area right now? Because if you sense that, that's God speaking. Lean in there. And then start asking the next question. What can you do to help develop that piece of fruit in your life? What can you do? You can't make the whole tree blossom overnight. You're not even the one that's going to produce the piece of fruit, but what can you do to couple with God? So what is that God wants to do? Where is he working? And what can you do? I think those are two critical questions that you've got to ask yourself this morning so that just one piece of fruit can be produced in you. And then realize this with me, that transformation is going to happen in your life, and it's a journey. It's not the instantaneous transformation all the time. It's the long game that we're looking for here. So transformation isn't a one-time event. It's a journey. And are you going to commit to that? So in 2024, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a 2024 challenge. Commit. Go all in. Let God transform you from the inside out. Commit. I'm leaning in, God. This is where I sense you're working in my life. I'm leaning in. I'm committing. I'm going all in, God. I want you to do whatever you want to do in my life. I just want my life to be what you called it to be, to look a little bit more like Jesus throughout 2024, and to produce maybe one or two or three or four more little pieces of fruit throughout the year. Just help me, God. And just realize this. Throughout 2024, here's what God's going to do in your life. He's going to do one degree at a time. And as that degree takes hold, he's going to work on another one. And that also means that God's just going to do one piece of fruit at a time. And as he's working on that piece of fruit, there's going to be moments when you get it right. And there's going to be moments when that piece of fruit drops to the ground. There's going to be moments when you get the patience right, and there's going to be moments when it falls. There's going to be moments when you get love right, and there's going to be moments when it falls. And God's just going to keep working on that one piece, working on that one piece. And then he's going to start introducing another one. And then he's going to introduce another one. Because it's the faithfulness of God to transform your life one degree and one fruit at a time. That's the loving heart of our God. So where is it that God wants to work? And how can you lean in and just couple with him? Why don't you stand with me? Let's pray. Lord, today you are a good God at work in our lives, even though many times we don't deserve it. Now, Lord, you are a faithful God, not giving up on us when you have every right to give up on us. You are a faithful God that could have wrote me off, but instead of writing me off, you keep chasing us. And Lord, today we're convinced that you do want to bring spiritual transformation to our life. And you want to do it one degree at a time, and you want to do it one fruit at a time. One little spot at a time. It's too overwhelming to think all nine. It's too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming to think all nine perfect all the time. But through your Spirit, Lord, you will keep producing a good fruit in us constantly and consistently. It's not just for us, it's for others. So, Lord, we humble ourselves and we lay our lives down. All of our brokenness, Lord, all of the rotten pieces in us, the branches that don't produce fruit, and those branches that actually are producing fruit, we lay it down before you today, and we say, God, my life is humbly laid at your feet like a sacrifice. And Lord, may you produce good things in me. May you produce the right attitude in me. May you produce the image of Christ in me and through me. And may spiritual transformation happen in 2024, maybe like it has never happened before. Let a metamorphic process take place in my life. Change me from the old Jeff Baker and make me the new Jeff Baker. Change us from the old self and make us the new self. And through that process, may you get the glory and may you get the praise. And may people point their finger to Jesus and say, only God can change lives like I see in you. And Lord, may our life be a walking testimony of your goodness. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen.